Good, okay. So, my dear friends, it's been a while since we've had a chance to visit with each other. Welcome. Today we want to talk about something that's very important, and we want to talk about our Lord's compassion. Have you all heard that word before, the word compassion? Do any of you know what the word compassion means, Evan? I'm sure if anyone knows, you know. Compassion. Yeah, it's a hard word to define, isn't it? It's a hard word to come up with a definition on. It's a hard word to understand. Usually in life, we think of things like this. We have compassion ministries. And you see what the picture is? What is the picture of? You see what it is? How many of you like carrots? How many of you like cabbage? Duncan likes all of these things, especially red peppers, right, Duncan? No. I know what Duncan likes, ice cream. Ice cream's not on here, by the way. So you see all the things that when we talk about compassion, it's about feeding people. Feeding people is compassionate, but is that the kind of compassion that Jesus is talking about today, which everyone will hear about today, because Jesus isn't talking about this kind of compassion. Jesus has compassion on all of you. How did Jesus have compassion to you? How did Jesus show it? How did Jesus show compassion to you? Dying on the cross. Jesus came into this world. He poured out His heart to each and every one of us. And He had compassion on us. And He had compassion by going to the cross and dying for us. Because when Jesus looked at the people, what did He see? He saw that they were helpless. That they were crushed under the burden of the law. That they had nowhere to go. Because they were not hearing about the Messiah. And so as He looked at the people, His heart went out to them. And He knew that He had to provide for them. And what did He have to provide for them? Was His own life. The same thing with each and every one of us. Jesus knew what we need. He knows what we need in this life. He knows what we need. And what we need is, starts with an S. What's that word? Salvation. He knows that we need salvation. And therefore, Jesus came to die on the cross. So when you hear about the word of compassion, there are people today that say they are compassionate. Well, they're compassionate because of their own ways. They're compassionate out of their sin. Jesus isn't compassionate out of sin because He's the perfect man. Jesus shows His compassion for us by continually coming to us and announcing that all of your sin is forgiven. He announces that your sin is forgiven. I have died for your sin. I am the compassionate one. And because I was willing to die for you, you have everlasting life. That's how Jesus is the compassionate one. So we, His children, are also to be compassionate by proclaiming the same message. Jesus is the compassionate one. He has died for me, and because Jesus has died for me, I know that I will be in His kingdom forever. That's the compassionate message that we are to proclaim. So with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes, and let's pray. Lord God, thank You for sending Your Son to be the compassionate one. For in His compassion, Lord, we know that He went to the cross for each and every one of us, and there He shed His innocent blood and washed away our sins. And Lord, that is compassion. Help us, O Lord, to proclaim that same message as we show this compassion to others by speaking the truth in love, by speaking, O Lord, about You. And all the children said,